Hey guys, welcome back to Rejuvenate Spice It Up. It's your host Esther. How have you been so far? I hope you guys have been doing great and amazing. It is so wonderful to talk to you once again. I hope you guys missed me so much as I miss you. I hope your week has been going well or went well, or you're having a great weekend, relaxing and fun weekend. I hope you take time to recuperate and, you know, rejuvenate yourself, to kick on whatever it is you have next going on or coming up. Anyway, yeah, welcome back to the episode again. It's your host Esther, and if you're new to this family, we're all about rejuvenating the money, body, mind and soul. We're all about spicing this whole place up with interesting topics and banter, you know, whatever it is that we bring to you. It is not limited when it comes to spicing it up. It's not limited in this space, so please do make sure to subscribe, share, follow, whatever it is, depending on the platform that you're using to listen to this amazing podcast. So please kindly support the family. Thank you so much. Anyway, let's get into the topic of today. Okay, so are you guys ready? So today's going to be another rejuvenation topic. Yes. We're here to rejuvenate our mind. We're here to refresh. We're here to, you know, remind ourselves of the things that we need to remind ourselves on, or inform and educate ourselves on the things that we need to educate ourselves on. But yeah, like I always said, most of the rejuvenation topics, if I'm not talking to someone who is a young creative or someone who's doing something for themselves as a youngster, or, you know, having an interesting topic with some people that I bring on, then it's just me sharing knowledge, sharing reminder of knowledge, uplifting you guys as you listen to me. And I hope as you listen, you like what you hear and you want to hear more. Always reach out to me if you want to. I have all details in my description, so you can always reach out via email or social media platforms. If you want to collaborate, if you want to ask questions, if you want to share infos, just reach out to me. Yes, and I got you. Anyway, yeah, today's topic is about making connections where your visions align. Okay, where your vision align, it is important for you to make important connections that can take you as far as you can go in whatever creative space that you're in, or be it you're an entrepreneur, be it that you are, creative or an entrepreneur or whatever it is. Pretty much, I'm running out of words, to be honest. I actually can't think of what I wanted to say, but anyway, you get the drill. Whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is that you want to do, make sure that you try your possible best to tap into creative spaces and making necessary connections that aligns with your vision, the things that you want for yourself or the places that you intend to get to. So if you are a creative and you're trying to tap into that space and trying to, you know, learn or grow or, you know, kind of make something tangible out of it, then please, you know what to do. Reach out, make connections in spaces that has that ideology, or, you know, that's what's going on there. I want to be an influencer. If you have social media platforms, follow influencers, connect, message, DM, write, through email, whatever it is, keep trying and trying. If you're able to attend events where you know a lot of influencers that maybe you admire or inspire you are going to be attending, then try to attend it if you can. You know, just connect yourself where you need to connect yourself. If you want to be in the corporate world, make connections in corporate world. Let your social media space be filled with that. Let it represent that, yes, you're interested in that field. If you're in the fashion industry, let your social media space speak that yes, this is my interest. You know, let your circle or the connections that you're making, people that you want to reach out to, try and make those connections. That's what it means by, like, that's where your vision aligns. That's what you're trying to achieve. You're trying to get somewhere with that. So it makes sense that you try as much as possible to make connections in where you're going to be an amazing fashion designer, an amazing content creator, and all of those stuff. If you're trying to be an entrepreneur, you're trying to, you know, own a business, or you have a small business and you're trying to expand, you're trying to go higher places with it, then yes, like I said, if you can find yourself in places that that you can meet people that, you know, are business minded, have the same mindset like you do, or, you know, we have top bosses and CEOs, attend events, attend those conferences, webinars, follow them on your social media spaces, however it is that you can connect, learn about them, try your possible best. If you're a podcaster like myself, align yourself with, you know, fellow podcasters like yourself. You know, keep on reading articles and trying to see how you can grow. Nothing is, you know, you certain as you do. I'm not saying that, oh, once you do this immediately you might get what you're looking for. It might have to take many tries. It might take a while before you get to where you're trying to get to with your vision. But as far as you've made necessary connections, be it one or two, or you've tapped into that space, you are filling your mind with what your vision is. You are kind of placing your mental space in where your goals are so that it aligns, so that way you're kind of reminding yourself, even if it's not happening immediately, even if you're not, the connections you make are not as effective as soon as possible, if you know, you're reading articles or whatnot, trying to learn about what you know can help your goals and visions, and it's not happening immediately, that does not mean that you are not putting something into you. You are digesting some sort of knowledge, connection, information, whatever it is, okay? You are aligning yourself with a like-minded people, okay? So like I said, even if, like, for example, you're in the entrepreneur field, you can always still kind of narrow it down to the specific line of entrepreneurship that you want to pursue, okay? So that way it's a little bit specific, except you feel like there are other areas that you would want to tap into to kind of help the specific area that you are very much interested in. Because hear me out, somehow this world is very much holistic. Everything kind of can be merged together pretty much. You can pretty much take an information from somewhere in the science field and it might help you, you know, in a different field. Not all the time, but like I said something, there might be one thing. So don't really limit yourself, but make sure that you, in terms of where you're trying to get to, make sure that you are kind of making the necessary moves that you have to make in spaces that align with your vision. Remember, make connections that align with your vision. Tap into the space that you need to tap into to expand. Even myself talking, this is some sort of reminder for me, because there's so many times that I'm just like, am I doing the right thing? Am I doing enough? Have I reached out to enough people that I need to reach out to based on what I represent, my brand? Okay, speaking to myself, I am in many areas. I'm not going to talk much about that, but you know, I have my feet in different temperature of water. I have my feet in different doors, but I'm just like, let me use the podcast for example. So the podcast, am I representing myself with my podcast? Am I reaching out to people, making necessary connections with people that are in the same field as I am, fellow podcasters? You know, am I building networks? Am I making reasonable connections? Am I reading articles? Am I trying to see how I can grow? Am I trying to change, you know, things that I've been doing before that is not making sense or it's not right enough, and trying to make it right to how I feel like, okay, it's good enough? Or, you know, am I doing enough? Or am I, you know, stuff like that. Pretty much like, am I tapping into the podcast world enough? I always ask myself this question. Some days it feels like I'm not doing enough. Some days it feels like, oh, you're doing just fine, keep going. And one thing I want to add to this is, do not feel too pressured. You know, don't feel like everything, like I said earlier on, has to happen immediately, because you make the certain connections, you feel it's just gonna happen immediately. Don't suck yourself into that. Just be open-minded and be ready for anything, but keep going. Okay, be open-minded, be ready for anything, and keep going. As much as we can grow ourselves in whatever it is that we aim to pursue, the goals are, then we should do that. Hold on to the connections that you've made, the networking that you've done. Hold on to those connections and keep growing with them. Keep growing with them, because you don't know when it is going to be very, very needed and efficient. That might just be the time that, you know, what you really want as your target point might just skyrocket and get you there. But it's a steady process. This thing called life, this thing called dreams, ambition, goals, visions, it's all a steady process. It's a step-by-step thing. It's not something that could just happen overnight. There are many people that have pursued what they're trying to pursue, and it has taken them years to achieve that, to pursue it, to get to a certain point that they want to get to. And then there's some, they've been doing it, they've achieved it, but they're trying to now get something, a specific something they're trying to get out of it. It's not like they've not tapped into the space enough. Now they're trying to get something out of it, and that probably is another level for them that they are now pursuing, and then they get it. So yeah, make necessary connections that aligns with your vision. That's what my topic is for today. That's what the message is for today. Rejuvenate your mindset, rejuvenate your body, be ready. Sometimes the body might feel weak, even if your mind is active and firing up. You know, you really want to do this and do that, and when your body starts acting like that, you have to kind of take, slow down a little bit, and then push forward. Do things that would motivate you. For me, for example, if I start feeling like that, I know I want to do something, I want to be productive and whatnot, or I feel like, oh, let me reach out to this Susan, so try to make necessary connections. My mind is firing up like that, but my body is not moving. Sometimes I try to just get up and try to organize you know, do something that, you know, in my house, and just do random stuff that has nothing to do. And at that point, my mind may have forgotten about what the ideas coming up and whatnot. But once I do that, I can now go back and be like, okay, yes, let's go back to this, because sometimes body and mind might not work together, and that's what the space is about, to remind you that day by day, try as much as possible to rejuvenate your body and mind and your spirit. Your spirit has to be uplifted, it has to be up. There are many days that it's gonna be down, no doubt. We're all humans. Whenever it is that you can remember the reason for having that vision, for the reason for having that mindset, the reason for having that goal, it can ease up for you to, you know, pursue it and have your spirit elevated at least 2% from zero, if that makes sense. So yes, tap into spaces that will expand what you're trying to pursue. Make necessary connections that aligns with your vision. Don't waste the platforms that you have, the spaces that you have. Kind of balance it, at least let you have a higher percentage of what you're trying to be, okay? And it means the people that in that space, a high percentage, be surrounded by that. Even if you're surrounded by them dropping motivations here and there, you at least you're hearing a motivation from a fellow podcaster, so they know how it feels, they know what it takes to get to where you need to get to as a podcaster, whatever that might be. You know what it takes to be to get to a certain level as a musician, or know what it means to get to a certain level as an engineer, or you know what it means to get to a certain level as a fashion designer. And so the words that they speak specifically matches that vision, okay, what you're trying to pursue. So yes, make sure that you know you are in that area where you know it's aligning, so that, like I said, even if you're working or you have a period where you're just not doing anything for a certain reason, you're not motivated, at least if you keep on seeing those people, seeing those things, reminding yourself, you know, of those things, learning more, it kind of keeps your spirit up. At least you know in there it's not dead, okay? But that's what this episode is about. I hope you learned one or two things. I hope you reminded yourself, you know, about your vision, your ambition, your goals, your dreams, whatever it is you want to pursue. I hope you keep on making those necessary connections as much as you can. Keep on expanding and sharing your portfolio. I hope you keep on pushing and thriving. It's not easy. No one said it was going to be easy, this thing called life. Sometimes I'm just like, my God, I did not even, sometimes I'm just like, I didn't reason this when I was a little kid, but it's phases you have to go through, the work you have to put in, the consistency, the maintenance, the constant activation of what you're trying to pursue, and help yourself get there. So keep doing that, and keep making those connections, keep tapping into those necessary, hear my word, necessary spaces. Don't tap into spaces that will not align with the vision that you're trying to pursue, okay, or achieve. Tap into spaces that aligns with what you're trying to achieve. It makes things easier. It keeps your vision alive. It keeps the dream alive. It keeps your goal going, okay? That's the message. I'm gonna stop here. I hope you guys had an interesting time listening to this episode. Feel free to reach out, like I said. Follow, share, like, subscribe based on whatever platform you're using. Drop a review, rate this podcast. I hope, you know, it's doing something for you. I'll keep on trying to expand the ideas of this podcast. Expand the ideas of topics, you know, that I'll be dropping for my episode. Very soon I'm going to convert. change my words very soon. I'm gonna transition into the new season. I don't know when that's gonna be, but it's gonna be very soon because I feel like this season has had a lot of episodes attached to it. Yeah, be ready for a lot of spicing up episodes coming up. But remember, my main goal here, that the first one is to keep you rejuvenated, to keep you reminding yourself that, you know, there are many things that go on through our minds. We can do that. We can become, and we just have to keep pushing and trying. My fellow youngsters, and even if you're not, you know, young, you're not in this, your generation is not this generation, even if you're older, it doesn't change anything. It can happen at any time. Whatever it is you're pursuing can be pursued at any time. Whatever it is that you need to remind yourself will be reminded at any time. Whatever you need to be educated on, you can be educated on it at any time. You can inform yourself at any stage, you know, in life that you are at right now, age-wise, career-wise, education wise, whatever it is. But keep pushing, keep doing you, keep staying rejuvenated. And yeah, have a wonderful day or night or week or weekend, whenever it is that you come across this episode. Yeah, so stay rejuvenated, and it will always be your host, Esther. Thank you so much for listening, and if you're just joining the family, I really appreciate you guys. And yeah, reach out to me, feel free to reach out to me. I would always respond. I'm here to talk, I'm here to collaborate, I'm here to share ideas, and I'm here to grow with you guys. Until I talk to you in my next episode, it is a peace out from me right now. So bye.